Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
You sure do talk funny. Has anybody ever told you that? If you grew up in North Carolina and moved somewhere else for a while, you surely got that kind of question from folks who just had to laugh when they heard you talk. Well, is there something special about the way we talk down here in North Carolina? The best person to answer is North Carolina State's Walt Wolfram, who has studied the speech patterns in our state for more than 20 years. He and his colleague, Jeffrey Reeser, take on the task of responding to that question in their new book, Talkin' Tar Heel, How Our Voices Tell the Story of North Carolina. And their answer is, yes, there is something special about North Carolina speech. And there are discernible and distinct speech patterns in almost every North Carolina region and locality. Even the large cities where the mingling of voices from all over the state and nation, it's wiped out many of the earlier local ways of talking. Well, what is the most often mentioned North Carolina dialect? Of course, it's the Outer Banks Brogue. We learned from Wolfram and Reeser that the idea that the Outer Bankers are speaking Elizabethan or Shakespearean English is a myth. Sometimes their way of talking is called high tider speech because that's the way the bankers say high tide. And the Outer Banks were originally populated mostly by migration from coastal Virginia. Because the banks, Outer Banks, were isolated, those old Virginia coastal speech patterns have survived there in the banks while they've changed in the Virginians. But if you ask me, those Virginians still talk funny too. There's also a notion that the old North Carolina mountain people also speak a brand of Old English. The authors write that this idea is, quote, not linguistically accurate, and most linguists dismiss it as a romantic myth. But there's a kernel of truth to the idea, they say. Some features of Old English have been preserved up in the mountains thanks to its isolation, but isolated mountain people speech changed over time, showing, according to the authors, the vibrancy of a culture that has managed to look both forward and backward. Talking Tar Heel, the book also examines African speech, the influence of Spanish-speaking immigrants, the distinctive speech of Lumbee Indians, and the recently revived Cherokee language, which is the sole survivor of the multiple languages spoken here before the Europeans came. Wolfram and Reeser write, "We claim there is more dialect variation in North Carolina than any other state." They concede that some of our language patterns and some special ways of speaking are changing, even disappearing. But, they write, being powerless to stop linguistic change in no way impedes our ability to celebrate linguistic diversity. So celebrate, and the next time somebody says you talk funny, smile back with pride. This is D.G. Martin.